Hello and welcome to Dating Don God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way. And I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single power-packed episode.
Welcome, guys, to the month of May. My name is Tolu. I'm a Christian dating coach. If you're new here, I help single, safe women meet their husbands. Basically, that's what I do. Okay, so I want to talk to you guys about going on multiple dates with men without getting attached. Maybe that's not your situation. Maybe you're just struggling to even meet men in the first place, or you're really struggling to understand how to have consistent conversations and connections with men. Then you definitely want to watch this live. And if you want to start having a quality roster of men to date because you're not meeting enough men, you're not meeting men you find attractive, you want to apply for the Wife in Waiting program. This is the program that I show you exactly how to connect with and date quality men by building a healthy roster of men you can go on dates with in as little as 3 months. So if you're interested in Wife in Waiting, then make sure you click the link in my bio to apply. So let's talk about this. What does it look like for you to go on multiple dates without getting attached? Firstly, I want to be clear. That is exactly how you should be dating in the first place. You do not want to be getting attached as you are. I don't care how fine he is, how intelligent, or you know, how much he's shown you that he is intentional. It's really important in the early stages of dating that your mind is clear, that you're making decisions from a place of clarity and not based on emotional attachment. Now, what tends to happen is, let me paint a scenario. You tend to get really excited, stalk his page, look through his pictures, get obsessed with the conversation, start looking forward to him texting you, calling you. This is what attachment looks like when it starts. And it's important that you're able to catch it early on so that it doesn't become a problem, because usually what happens is the situation devolves into a situationship. Maybe he ends up ghosting. Maybe you do enter a relationship with this person, but it feels one-sided and it feels like you're being taken advantage of. It is because of the way you started. So inside Wife in Waiting, what I like to do with my clients is to be clear on exactly how your habits are influencing your dating outcomes, because I guarantee whatever you are seeing is a result of your habits. Just like anything in life, the result you're dealing with is a habitual, it's a response to a habit that you have. So if you want to see changes in the way men are responding to you, men are connecting with you, if you even want to see changes in the number of men that you're attracting, you really need to make a shift in your habits. And this is what we show you how to do inside Wife in Waiting, so that you're able to connect with men consistently, both online and offline. Because guess what? We don't know where your husband is. We have no idea. Have I helped my clients meet partners, meet their boyfriends, meet their husbands? Yes. But did I know the specific locations? Absolutely not. What I do is make sure that you have opportunities to connect with men, both online and offline. And it's really important that as you are going on dates, you are creating opportunities to meet men on both platforms. So let's talk about going on multiple dates without getting attached. You want to be approachable. Okay, it's very important that you're approachable. Online, you want to make sure that you are approachable in terms of how your profile is set up, how you're having conversations with people, and this should translate offline as well. It could be as easy as smiling, striking a conversation, the way you're carrying yourself, how you're interacting with your environment. You just want to make sure that you're approachable. And when you're going on these dates, it is a focus on how you're positioning yourself. I want you to focus on how you're positioning yourself, how you're making yourself approachable, as opposed to thinking, does he like me? Is he gonna text me back? Is this somebody I can date? It's way too early to be coming to those conclusions. It's very important that early on in the dating process, you are not getting attached. And how you are able to get attached is by focusing on him instead of focusing on yourself. So it's really important that initially in the dating process, you are approachable. That's all I want you to think about. How are you making yourself approachable? And Inside Wife in Waiting, we help you set up your online dating profile so we are clear on how you're approachable and how you can maximize opportunities in your dating habitual routine so that you're also meeting men offline. But that's the first thing. You definitely want to be approachable as you're going on these multiple dates. You want to make sure that you're approachable. Approachability is not availability. Let me be clear. I'm not saying be available every second, be available every hour. I'm simply saying create opportunities whereby men are able to access your access conversations with you, be able to get to know you better without getting attached. It's really important that you're able to navigate that process, because if not, you're going to find yourself feeling confused and uncertain as to why, where, and how the conversation devolved, how he lost interest, and so on and so forth. Secondly, you really want to learn how to enjoy the experience of dating, enjoy the experience of knowing men, enjoy the experience of being pursued, enjoy the conversation, enjoy the phone call, enjoy going on the date, enjoy the process of him trying to figure out what exactly it is that he can do to get your attention. Enjoy that process. This is what being pursued looks like. Now, if this isn't happening with you, it really just means that you're too focused on what he is doing as opposed to what you're doing. So how this looks like in practice is you want to be able to have a conversation with a guy and get up and continue your day. Your day shouldn't be dictated by how, when, and why he's calling, what he's saying, what he's doing. Your day should go on as normal. You want to be able to talk to James, talk to John, without getting excited or distracted by either. You want to be clear about why exactly you're talking to James, John, and, I don't know, Tom or Tim or whoever, without getting distracted by those conversations. But you're enjoying the experience of talking to them. If you're not enjoying the experience, then you definitely should not be talking to those people. Or you should definitely make some changes in how you're talking to them. And this is what we do with you inside the coaching program in Wife in Waiting. We break down how you are having connections with men, because this is really important. In those conversations, he's going to be able to determine if he wants to keep talking to you, what your boundaries are, what your standards are, why he finds you interesting, why he wants to see you, and you, more importantly, are going to be able to determine what exactly he's trying to do here. Is he interested? Is he just trying to, you know, is he just trying to waste your time? It's really important that conversations follow a particular pattern for you to be able to identify exactly how to approach enjoying the experience of dating. The reason why you're not enjoying the experience is you don't understand what's going on in those conversations. That's why you think, but we're connecting so well, and all of a sudden the conversation just stopped. I guarantee it's something that happened during the process of conversing with that man. So on coaching calls with Wife in Waiting clients, what we do is we review your current dating experiences, because when you come into the program, I show you how to connect with men online and offline. So in as soon as a week, you should be talking to men. So our clients are able to use that data to be able to analyze their dating habits. And what I do for you in coaching is really examine, why did the conversation stop? What are you picking up with in those conversations? So that you can learn the art of discernment as you're dating, to be able to make the best decisions to serve your desire, which is obviously to talk to a man that is clear about his intentions, that you can be in a relationship with, and that you can eventually commit to maritally, right? But if you're not clear on enjoying the experience, if you're not clear on how you're engaging in the conversation, if you are getting easily distracted, if it's difficult for you to be able to express yourself, I guarantee that you are not going to be able to enjoy the experience of getting to know those men. And this is usually why you find it difficult to talk to more than one man at a time. So when I hear things like, oh, Tolu, it's so hard to talk to more than one man at a time, you know, I don't know how to do that, it's because you're getting too attached. That's the simple reason. It's not difficult. And this is another area that we deal with inside the Wife in Waiting program, how to talk to multiple men that you find attractive at the same time. The basic of it is you just don't want to be getting attached. If whatever you get attached to becomes a priority, whatever it is in life, I don't care what it is, whether it's, your fitness routine or your career, whatever you have an attachment, or your family, whatever you have an attachment to is automatically a priority. So if you're getting attached as you're dating, that means that you're making that man a priority, you're hyper focusing on that one person, And that's not what we want you to be doing at the initial stages of dating. We want that exclusivity in terms of your time, attention, and effort to be earned. We don't want you to be giving it freely. And it's really an art where you can be able to, you know, have conversations with men at the same time as not getting attached to them. And I show my clients how to do this through a concept I call casual intimacy, which basically means being able to interact with men without getting invested. Now, if you're getting invested, it's going to be very difficult for you to be able to interact in a productive way. This is why the conversations are dying out. This is why you're waiting for his phone calls and his texts. This is why you're struggling to talk to more than one man at a time, because you're just not used to being pursued. You're not used to getting that level of intellectual conversations from one man. Maybe you're just not used to getting that kind of connection. And we immediately eliminate this inside wife in waiting. How? Because I help you build your profile online and I show you how to connect with men offline so that you immediately have availability to be talking to multiple men. So we've eliminated the issue of not enough men. That's number one. Number two, we need to work on how you are actually having those conversations. And I show you how to do that with my Keep Him Curious template. It's a template whereby I break down for you how to have conversations with men without getting attached. I also have a template whereby you can initiate conversations with men without feeling uncomfortable or silly, because we don't want you to be getting attached. So if you want to be going on dates with multiple men without getting attached, you really want to be focused on what is the data that you're gathering, how exactly are you discerning, and how is that influencing the decision you're making as you're dating? Because again, dating should serve a purpose. So you want to enjoy the experience. When you start basically doing what I just said, and we break this down in more detail, step by step for you inside the Wife in Waiting program, you're going to enjoy the dating experience. You're going to find that it's easy for you to release a guy. When I say release, I mean that you're not holding on to the hope, so to speak, of maybe he'll come back, maybe he'll text me, maybe I should apologize. We don't want you to be operating out of that energy at all. So you're able to release the conversation. You're able to respond in a manner that suits what your own desires are. And this ultimately makes you more attractive. It also makes you more positioned to attract quality interactions with men. Okay, now you want to be more visible. So if we want you to be going on multiple dates with men, now I always tell my clients, you should be able to choose your partner. You should be able to choose the person that is right for you. You should be able to choose the kind and quality of man that you want to commit to. It shouldn't be a question of settling. Okay, you shouldn't be dealing with, should I settle, should I not settle, I don't really find him attractive. It shouldn't be a game of tick the box. What I mean by that is, he ticks 3 out of 5 boxes, so let me just manage. He ticks, I don't know, 3 out of 10, so no. It should really be a process whereby these men are ticking over 50%, and this is me being generous, over 50% of the qualities that you desire in a partner. And you're talking to more than one man that is able to provide that level of comfort for you. This is what I help my clients achieve. So my clients are not getting married to men that they're settling for. They're not getting married to men that they're, they're not getting married to men that they're not sure of. No, they're choosing from a quality roster of men who they want to give more of their time and attention to. So even if they pick Bill or Bob or Tunde or whoever they pick is the right fit for the kind of relationship they want to have. So this is what you want to be happening. And how you achieve this from a visibility standpoint is just making sure that you are seen. That's it. Are people seeing you? That's the bread and butter of it. Are you visible? Are people actually coming in contact with you? Online, offline, how are you interacting with the world around you? How are you visually available? So when I say visually available, I mean that you are present. People can see you. People can say, oh, this is Jane, this is Kate, this is Tosin, and so on and so forth. You really want to be visible. And we keep you accountable through the Wife in Waiting process with my curriculum. So my curriculum basically breaks down the different stages of dating so that you can work on your visibility at each stage. Some of you are, you're so focused on visibility to the point where you're not paying attention to how you're visible. So what I mean by that is, you're focused on quantity over quality. You're thinking, let me go to all the events. Let me, spend all my time on the dating apps. that does not translate productively into a quality connection with men.
Hey Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're ready to date three quality men in the next 90 days, and you heard that right, in just 90 days, you could be going on dates with three quality men, then apply for Wife in Waiting. Wife in Waiting is my Christian dating group coaching program that shows you exactly how to date like a wife to attract quality, godly, masculine men you can date to marry. We make this so simple, and we've successfully helped our clients achieve this. To apply for this Christian dating program, click the link in the show notes or feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaladi.com with your inquiry being how to start Wife in Waiting. Send me an email at tolu@tolufaladi.com. All the details will be in the show notes. Let's get back to our episode.
You want visibility, should have a value attached to it. So where you're going should make sense on a quality scale. How you're showing up to should make sense on a quality scale as well. How you're able to interact with your environment, how you're able to contribute should make sense on a quality scale. This is how you start building up that desire when it comes to how you're meeting men, matching with them, to create opportunities to go on multiple dates. And you will notice a subtle shift that will start to happen. You will notice that you will know when a guy is going to ask you for the second date. You will know when, and if you even want to be available for a date, you will now be the one making the decisions. It wouldn't be based on, I wonder if he's going to ask me out. I wonder if he's going to call me back. You wouldn't be unclear about that, and you wouldn't be bothered by that because you are clear on how you're making yourself visible and valuable at the same time. So you will know that there are multiple opportunities to connect with quality men more than one time, right? And you will know when he's going to be asking you for the second date, he's going to be asking to see you more. He will be the one trying to get your attention. That's really what you want to be happening, as opposed to you being on the other end of that scale being confused because the man is meant to pursue, you're meant to be positioned. So basically what I'm saying is this is how you stay positioned so that you're creating opportunities to go on multiple dates with quality men without getting attached. And we support you through the Wife in Waiting process through my coaching. You know, I remember I was coaching a client the other day on being clear, and she was talking to two men at the time, and we really just did a breakdown of why are you talking to those men, because I like my clients to be able to think for themselves. I'm not a fan of just giving you answers because that means you can't answer the question except I'm in the room. That's not how I teach and that's not how I coach. So with my clients, I like to make sure that they are clear on how to think about dating so that they can see a consistent result with the way they're dating, right? So with her, she was, you know, she came into the program, she was at the time talking to two men, and it was just a question of helping her to analyze, okay, why are these men on your roster? What are they doing there? How are they showing you their value, so to speak? So when we did a breakdown of everything, it became clear to her exactly what she needed to do with both men, whether she needed to keep talking to them or remove one or eliminate both of them. Basically, she knew how to make a decision because, like I said, dating is about using the data to discern to come to a decision. So she knew the next step for her to take, and she was very happy with that step. She's actively talking, you know, they're taking her on dates, all the whole things, you know, showing up for her, being clear and so on. Why? Because she made a shift in the way she was approaching dating. She made a shift in the way she was making herself visible and valuable. It's really important that you make the shift first before you start seeing the ripple effects in the way men treat you and the way men show up for you. Then you really want to just talk to guys, okay? So I always say this thing, just talk to men. Why do I say that? Because I don't want you to be in a position whereby you're confused as to what do I say? How do I have a conversation with guys? You know, how do I know if he's interested or not? You need to have men in your life to be able to understand how men think. And this is something, you know, I was discussing with one of my friends yesterday. We're having a conversation and we're talking about our male friends that we wanted to ask certain questions. Why? Because it's invaluable to have a male perspective. And as you're dating, to be going on multiple dates, you really have to understand before a guy even comes to the conclusion of where he wants to place you on their scale of whether he wants you to be his girlfriend, or he sees you as a potential partner, or he just wants to use you for whatever, sexually or otherwise. It comes across from how you're presenting yourself. So it's important that as you're talking to men, you learn what it looks like for men to respond to you. What do I mean by this? You start learning what it looks like when a man likes you just from conversation. You start learning what it looks like when a man is just interested in you for sex or whatever, just from conversation. You start learning what it looks like for you to be comfortable talking to men, for you to be expressive, for you to flirt, for you to be able to be free and friendly and so on, just from conversation. This is why I like making sure that my clients are talking to multiple men at the same time, because you get the opportunity to learn what it looks like to interact with men from your own experience. I don't want you to be dating based on another person's experience, you know? So whenever, like, for instance, a client says, what about this person? I'm like, well, that's her story. We don't know the beginning. We only know what we can see. Let's focus on what your story is, and let's use that to our advantage as you are dating, by the way you talk and interact with men, because you don't know if that person you're talking to is going to end up being a friend, it's going to be a professional contact, or a potential partner. We do not know. But what we do know is you can have conversations with this person to find out, or if they're just not going to be in the picture next week, we have no idea. So what I find is the struggle here for you is you don't know how to navigate conversations with men. You're not particularly clear on what are the signs to look out for, what should you be paying attention to, how does that translate into if he's serious or not. And this just comes from the experience of talking to men and really understanding male psychology. And this is why inside the Wife in Waiting program, I analyze how my clients are talking to men. I literally evaluate the way they are talking to men, how they can express what they want from men, how they can understand a man's actions and his words, what exactly it means when a guy is genuinely interested or just dragging his feet or just not interested at all and just wants something sexual. I help my clients to be able to understand the differences so that they feel more in control as they are dating. Now, when you are dating as a woman, you want to rest in your feminine. When I say rest in your feminine, I basically just mean you want to feel as much of yourself as possible. In other words, if you are somebody that likes to play music in the morning, you don't want to be stressed about a guy to the point where you're not playing any music in the morning. If you're somebody that likes to cook, that likes to bake, that likes to go for a jog, you don't want one man to be stressing you to the point where you're not going for a job, you're not cooking and baking. Whatever represents your feminine energy to you, you really want to lean into it in the dating process. You really want to pay attention to men that speak to that activity or to that way you express yourself as a woman. And I'm bringing this up because I want you to understand that you are dating in your masculine if you are not leaning into your feminine. So what it looks like to date in your masculine is you're constantly trying to track the conversation, trying to control the direction it's facing, trying to push for what you want. But what happens as a result is men don't find that attractive, especially the kind, if you're looking for a masculine provider, a man that wants to pursue, that is not what would attract them. So it's important that you maintain control. I understand where you're coming from. You know, I understand you're a professional woman. You like things to be done a certain way. I completely get that. But how you maintain control in dating is through your feminine, not your masculine. And just using the previous point I made, you want to lean into your feminine to maintain control. How? Telling men what you want. You know, making yourself available to be going on the dates if you want to, using flirtation to your advantage to be able to understand if and how he's attracted to you. That is how you maintain control. Being clear about your standards and boundaries, that is how you stay in your feminine and maintain control. And inside the Wife in Waiting program, I literally provide for you a strategy to build your dream list. So basically, this is the list of qualities that you desire in a partner that are achievable, but you've been made to believe are fictional. They've told you that it's not possible, but it's actually possible. Okay, so I show you how to build your dream list so that you can attain it practically through the dating process by the men you're coming into contact with. It is very possible for you to meet the quality and caliber of man you want. I've seen clients do it again and again and again, I was actually talking to a client yesterday and about this. We want you to, when I say we, I'm referring to me and my team, okay? I specifically want you to be able to date in a way that is in alignment with who you are as a woman, because that is going to be the fastest way for you to attract quality men and repel the men that don't align. We don't want you to be entertaining men that are not in alignment with the goals and the vision that you have for your marriage. Even if you're just dating, you know, as women of faith, there's no such thing as dating just to see how it goes. There should be intentionality behind this. So with this particular client I was talking to, her strategy is very busy. She's always like, you know, she has a very demanding career schedule. She's always working even when she's not supposed to be working. So for her, I really focused on how we can optimize her visibility online. Why? Because she had barely any time to be visible offline. I mean, she had, you know, she travels for work, she does all these things, so we optimize that visibility. But when she's in that space, she's coming from a professional energy. So I made sure we optimized her visibility online because that was a strategy I knew would work for her. And as a result, that's how she met her current partner, who also shares her values, who is also in a similar space as she is. In fact, she couldn't believe it, but I really pushed for it because I knew that would work with her. I share this with you because I want you to understand that the way the Wife in Waiting program is set up, the way my programs are set up for clients, is to make sure that regardless of the demand on your schedule, your time, the current path you are in your career, dating can still work for you. So with this client that was all the way busy, you know, recently promoted, dealing with a lot of work, whatever, I decided that best strategy for her to meet her person easily was online. So we just optimized that opportunity and she found herself in an amazing relationship with the man that she's currently dating, because we just optimized her current reality. So I'm sharing this with you to let you know, this is not a decision you make in your future. This is a decision when it comes to dating, you want to use your present circumstances to your advantage. So that's why I said with clients, I like optimizing online and offline. Another client, I noticed that she just tended to meet men offline. She just had a tendency to be connecting with men in the world, so to speak. She was always invited to events. She basically was always going to one function or the other. And I told her, you know what's going to happen? You're going to meet your person at one of these events. And she was like, no, I don't think so. I've been going and going. It's not working. I was like, no, you're going to meet your person at this event. So what we're going to do is really focus on a strategy for you to optimize how you show up to these events. And guess what? She did. She met her current partner at one of these functions. Wasn't expecting it, was shocked by it, but I told her, I told you so. So because the reason I share this is, again, it's just about using your current reality, looking at it. So what I do is I come in, I look at your current reality and see how we can optimize that to make sure that you are available to connect with the right men for you. Because he's not somewhere in the future. I don't know how this rhetoric came up in the Christian space, but somehow, I don't know, we've been raised to believe this perfect man is somewhere in the future that is going to just show up in your life out of nowhere, you know, drop from the sky, so to speak, and enter your life. But it doesn't work like that. You really need to optimize how your current reality is to be able to create opportunities to meet quality men. And this is why with Wife in Waiting, we like to optimize online and offline visibility. This is why I'm saying, learn how to rest in your feminine. Look at what it really feels like for you to connect with men very casually. I think is the right word. Very casually and very consistently. And that is what we work with. And we do all of this for you, of course. When you join Wife in Waiting, you know, you have access to, I help you, I coach you through your dating habits. I help you clean up the way you're showing up in dating with our curriculum, that you can listen to the recordings, you can do the tasks, because I really, and you know, we have an amazing community of women you can also learn from, because I really want to make sure that you're creating multiple opportunities to come into contact with men that you can be going on multiple dates with. Because the reason, part of the reason you're not going on these dates is because you're just not, you're either not connecting with enough men, you're not coming into contact with enough men, or you're not connecting with enough men that align with your values. So after the first date, it's a no-show. Or you may not even be going on any dates at all. After one or two conversations, they disappear. They never ask you out, or you find yourself in a situation. It's a very simple problem. It's a very simple fix that we handle immediately. You join wife in waiting so that you don't have to go through this consistent cycle you've been in for months and years of being confused as to your problem. I was talking to a new client in the program. When was it? Just a couple of days back. Because I like to have calls with you individually when you come in. And, you know, she was explaining her whole issues, you know, oh, I've been dealing with this, dealing with that. In 2 minutes, we broke down her exact problem. Why? Because I just had a very simple checklist that I was putting her through, like, okay, this is where we need to focus. And she was like, exactly, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So I share this with you to let you know as well that your current dating dilemma is not strange. It's not unusual. It's something that is a very quick fix that we deal with once we come into, once you come into the program, so that you are available to start going on the dates. You are available to start meeting the men. I don't want this to be a constant in the next, you know, I'll handle this next year. No, this is something you can do right now. So that you're creating the opportunities to be going on these dates with these men, to be able to identify when men are serious, to be able to have conversations with men that you do find attractive and that are intentional. Yeah, that's something that you really want to pay attention to. So it's another thing that you want to really focus on to be going on the multiple dates with quality men without getting attached is you want to focus on their actions. Okay, what are his actions telling you? Actions are a very good indication of someone's interest. Are you seeing that they're interested or interested? Are they engaged or unengaged? Are they consistent? Are they constant? Or are they distant and detached or distracted? It's either one or the other. If you're in between, it just probably means you're finding it difficult to accept the truth. It's either A or B. It cannot be both. Okay? There is no third option. It's either one or the other, which is why inside the Wife in Waiting program, like I said, we evaluate the way you're dating. I really pay attention to what exactly it is you're looking at, you particularly are looking at when it comes to your interactions with men, so that we can clean that up and it creates opportunities for you to connect with the kind and quality of men that actually want to connect on a high level with you faster. Because we don't want you to be entertaining men that are just there to waste your time. We don't want you to be talking to men that are just there to, you know, get what they can, scam you, take advantage of you emotionally, financially, love bomb you. We don't want any of that in the picture. So it's important that you know how to read men's actions. And this is a skill I show my clients so that you're able to pinpoint, okay, is this interest or is this not interest? Is he engaged or is he not engaged? Am I seeing constant behavior or am I seeing behavior that is suggestive of distraction and lack of focus? It's very important you're able to tell yourself the truth and just look at the facts. I find that as women, we tend to lean into feelings to our detriment. There's a place for feelings as you're dating. Absolutely. Feelings, for example, can tell you if you like someone. Feelings can tell you if someone is starting to get your attention. There's a place for feelings for dating. And inside the Wife in Waiting curriculum, what I do is I help you understand how your emotions are meant to play into your dating process. But at the foundational level, you really want to be making decisions from a logical standpoint. So if you want to be going on the multiple dates, if you want to be dating without getting attached, if you want to be keeping a guy's attention, keeping him curious without you getting confused in the process, you really foundationally want to be coming from a place of logic. And this is how I've also been able to help clients step out of toxic situations, because it's just based on attachment. Once we clean up how you get attached, you know, usually find clients just step away from it. Like, oh, you know, because I never tell, you know, just like I never show clients exactly where their spouses are, because I don't know where you're going to meet him. I just like to make sure I optimize how you're currently showing up in your life to make sure that you're available to be seen by the right the right men for you, right? It's the same way I also want to make sure that you are not crowding your space with the wrong men. The only way we can do that is by changing the way you are approaching dating. And here's the final thing I'll say on this. It's important that you have a certain standard as you are dating that you're using to inform your process. Okay, so this looks different for everyone. So inside Wife in Waiting, in our curriculum, so once you come into the program, you have access to the curriculum. This is our core curriculum. So everyone inside the program has to go through it. I don't care if you're divorced or you've never dated, or you know, you're a single mom, whatever the case may be. The curriculum applies to you regardless, because it basically just shows you what you should be seeing at each stage of dating. Part of the reason you find yourself in situationships, you're confused by men, is you don't know what to pay attention to. It's like going into a building blindfolded. You don't know which direction to face. So instead, I want you to be clear on the building map, know what's on the first, second, third floor, and so on, and know exactly how to get what you need at each point. That is the function of our curriculum. So one of the key areas is you want to make sure you have a standard that works for you. You have standards that work for you. So yes, you can be going on the multiple dates, but how is it supportive of your standards? Because we don't want you to be dating men that are superficial, that are manipulative, narcissistic. We want you to be able to pay attention to the right things on the first floor, on the second floor, to go back to that analogy. We want you to pay attention to, okay, we're going to the third floor. In other words, why am I entering this relationship? Did he even ask me for a relationship? Why am I going on this date? It's really important through the process of dating that you are clear on each step you are taking, right? Part of the reason why you're struggling with men is you don't know how you ended up where you ended up. If I asked you, how did you end up there? How did you end up in that situationship? How did you end up with a man that takes advantage of you? How did you end up getting financially scammed? How did you end up being emotionally abused? If I asked you, you would just tell me, I don't know. It just happened. That in itself is the problem. So we want to make sure that at each stage, you know exactly what's happening, to the point where, you know, and I encourage my clients, like I said, go on dates with multiple men that align with what they desire at each point in time. Because guess what? You can't know everything from the start of the journey. For wherever you're going, it could be a literal trip. I'm sure you've gone on holiday, you've gone on vacations, you had this whole thing planned, but when you got to the actual destination, it may not have lived up to expectations, or it may have surpassed it, but it definitely did not match it word for word. It's the same thing with dating. So it's important that you're flexible throughout the process and you are clear on what you should be paying attention to at each stage of that process as well. One of the key ways to do this is to have standards. And what I do with my clients, you know, inside the curriculum in the Wife in Waiting program, you have dating templates that support your decisions as you are dating. So one of the templates is helping you build your standards. Standards are basically the general filter you should be using to qualify men. So think about, if you're applying for a job at an organization, the standard there would be the job description. If you don't have A, B, and C, maybe if you don't have a master's degree, you don't have 3 years experience, you don't have experience, and you've never worked with senior managers before, then you don't qualify for the role. It doesn't matter your name, your age, your experience. If you don't have these three ingredients for that particular role, you don't qualify. Same with your standards. They're basically like a general filter. In other words, if you don't have A, B, and C, doesn't matter how handsome, well-educated, well-spoken you are, you're just not the right fit. So it's important that you're able to use standards as you're dating to your advantage. And what I've seen with clients is once we clean up their standards, it really translates the way they attract with men, the quality of connections they have, the multiple men they're able to connect with faster, because guess what? What they're looking for is much cleaner and clearer. Part of your problem is you don't know what you're looking for. You think you do, but you don't know what it looks like. You say, oh, I want a godly man, but you don't know what that looks like. I want a guy that is, you know, financially stable and wants to provide for me, but you don't know what that looks like. That is the real problem. So when you go through the Wife in Waiting program and you have access to cleaning up your standards and clearing it up, you know what it looks like. So you know exactly what you should be looking out for. This is why we're able to build your profile productively online and maximize how you're showing up offline. So this is basically how you can date without getting attached. Everything I said here, I hope you can see, has to do with you. I didn't mention anything that has to do with James or how long you've been talking to him or, you know, how you met him or what he said, because that is irrelevant. This is what I want you to understand about dating. It is to serve you. It is to work in your, it is to work to your advantage, which is why through the Wife in Waiting program, I help you clean that up. So basically, this is a program that shows you exactly how to date to build a quality roster of men that you can, you know, date to, you can go on dates with in as little as 3 months. And that's me being very generous. Why? Because I really want you to build the skill of what it looks like to have options. You know, somehow, I don't know how it entered the rhetoric, but somehow it's been made to believe that as a Christian woman, you really don't have options. You're always the one that has a spirit husband somewhere. You're always the one that is doing prayer and fasting Monday to Friday. You're always the one that is worried about her age, worried about how long she's going to be in the fertility window. You're always the one that people are asking, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have kids? So there's this language of scarcity that is encouraged when you're dating as a Christian woman that needs to go for you to be available to meet the quality of man you want. And this is what we do through the Wife in Waiting program, so that you know how to be going on the dates. You know how to position yourself. There's nothing wrong with prayer and fasting. It's very powerful, very powerful. But you, when you go to that place of prayer, there is a practical strategy that the Lord also releases. And we show you how to pay attention to both inside the Wife in Waiting program. So if you want to work with me and you want to have access to our dating curriculum that breaks down different stages of dating, cleans up all I explained here and more, to the point where you know what to be doing at each stage of the dating process, you know how to be paying attention to the men, you know how to meet men, you can start matching with quality men as soon as you want, literally, by using my strategy inside Wife in Waiting, then the program is right for you. If you want access to coaching with me in a group format where I'll be answering your questions, and like a client recently said, helping you to change the way you think about dating, change the way you think about and qualify men, I really get to the bottom of why you're having the issues with dating and what we can do to solve that as quickly and as efficiently as possible, so that you start being available for the quality of man you want, then Wife in Waiting is the right fit for you. If you want to learn from other women that are being transparent and vulnerably sharing their own dating journeys for coaching with me, that are showing you through their own dating experiences, literally just being in that community, you start seeing their transformations. You know, I've had clients go from being stuck in single cycles to being in healthy relationships, go from not knowing how to date, being in situationships, to now having a quality pool of men to choose from, go from being confused by what men think about them, being unsure as to why a man doesn't want to commit, to now being in a position where men are trying to get their attention, pursuing them intentionally. If you want to witness and be a part of that transformation, then the Wife in Waiting program is right for you. So it's easy to apply. You click the link in my bio, I receive your application by way of an appointment, and I'll respond within 24 hours on the best next step for you. If Wife in Waiting is or is not the right fit, you will know, and you will know what best next serves you in your dating journey. But yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Wife in Waiting will be closing at the end of this month. So if you want to apply, make sure you apply before the end of May, in case you're listening to this after that. Make sure you apply before the end of May to be a part of the Wife in Waiting program. But yeah, so it's really easy to go on multiple dates with men. I really want dating to be an experience that you enjoy. Shouldn't feel pressured. You know, I had a client tell me, she just traveled to a different country, and she's like, yeah, I already have guys lined up that I'm going on dates with. I had a good laugh about it in the community. But yeah, that's what it should be. It should be fun. It should be easy. It should be an experience whereby you shouldn't be worried. is what I'm trying to say. You should know exactly what's going on. If you're single, you should know why you're single. If you're, you know, if you're going on dates, you should know why you're going on those dates. If you're in a relationship, you should be able to tell me why you're in a relationship. You should not be confused at any point of the process. It's really important that you're dating from a position of clarity, not confusion. Because it's kind of like you're trying to get to a destination. We don't want you to be getting there blindfolded. If not, you're definitely gonna crash. And a lot of you are dating blindfolded. That's the problem. So through the wife and waiting process, we remove that blindfold, show you the journey you're on, map out your process so that you can start talking to men consistently. You can start building that quality roster of men, going on the dates. And through that experience, you're gonna know exactly what it looks like for you to actually, factually, not fantasy, factually come in contact with men that you do find attractive and men that you can actually connect and commit to. So I'm just going to go over what I said again. You want to be approachable. You really want to enjoy the dating experience. You want to be visible and let that visibility translate into value. You want to date for the experience without expectations. You want to really pay attention to how men are acting, how they're showing up. What is the facts that you're seeing? What are the patterns? And you want to have standards, okay? So this is how you can go on multiple dates without getting attached. It is a very streamlined process. It's not something that should be emotionally unpleasant, okay? I look forward to receiving your application. I'll review it and tell you the next steps. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye.